弟兄姐妹，主日平安。现在让我们一起用神的话来敬拜我们独一的真神。请把我们的圣经翻到旧约的出埃及记第19章。我们今天要诵读的经文有两个部分，第一部分在出埃及记的19章16到19节，另一个部分在20章的18到21节。如果你使用教会的圣经，在旧约的第92页。找到后我们同声来诵读。我们先来读出埃及记的第19章16到19节。请。到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电、密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤。摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下。西乃山全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾，如烧窑一般，遍山大大的震动，脚声渐渐的高而又高。摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。好，我们往后面翻到第20章的18到21节。20章的18到21节。好，请。众百姓见雷轰、闪电、脚声、山上冒烟，就都发颤，远远地站立，对摩西说，求你和我们说话，我们必听，不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。于是百姓远远地站立，摩西就挨近神所在的幽暗之中。好，很高兴今天由我们本会的林林弟兄来我们传讲神的信息。林林弟兄是医生，现担任本教会的宣教理事，与妻子李舒雅在本会侍奉多年。今天也有舒雅担任翻译，先把时间交给他们。
弟兄姐妹们平安。现在如果有身上带手机，现在可以利用这个时间把它关掉。我们一起来祷告。亲爱天父，感谢赞美你，你是配得我们的赞美，我们的感谢。现在求你使用我，帮助我，让我靠着你的真理和你的灵来跟大家分享。今天让我分享的时候，把你的话语的道理讲得清楚，讲得明白和正确。也现在为今天来敬拜的每一个人祷告，求你帮助他们有一颗柔软的心，让他们眼目去仰望你的，就像以色列人当时在西乃山下举头是仰望你的。也求你帮助他们，让他们愿意让你改变，让他们的生活习惯，他们生命的目标和计划都愿意献给你。我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。 Today's message comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 19. God just pulled his people out of slavery in Egypt and brought them to Mount Sinai, where he's about to deliver the Ten Commandments and the Old Testament law.
今天的讲道出自于出埃及记19章，神才把他的子民从埃及奴隶生活中领出来，带到西乃山，那里神要教导他们十诫和旧约律法。
Now, we read in verse 16, On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain.
我们在十六节念到，到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤。摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下。
Now, how intimidating is this? Verse 18, Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace.The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him.
这真的是很令人震惊。十八节，西乃全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山，山上的烟气上腾如烧窑一般，遍山大大的震动，脚声渐渐的高而又高，摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。
This is God's climactic revelation. He just delivered his people out of slavery so that they could be his people and he could be their God. And he shows up with smoke and fire, thunder and lightning.
这是上帝至高的显现，他将他的子民从奴隶生活中救赎出来，成为神的子民，而神要成为他们的神。上帝在火、烟、雷轰和闪电中显现。
It is so intense that at one point the nation of Israel says to Moses, Can we just have God talk to Moses? Because this is just too much for us.
有一度以色列人都发战，他们哀求说，神是否可以只和摩西说话，恐怕我们承受不了。
God revealed himself, yet the Israelites were just starting to learn this truth, that the real and living God is not a God that is controllable. He is a God that is unpredictable, untamable, who can make us uncomfortable.
神的显现使以色列人开始学到一个事实，那就是这位真神不是他们可以掌控的神，他是不可预测的。他难以驾驭，他可以使我们感到不愉快。
And when he wants to make an impression, he can do it with smoke and fire, thunder and lightning.
他会以火、烟、雷轰及闪电来加强我们对他的印象。
Now the Israelites were commanded to not make an image of God because God did not reveal an image to them.
神不允许以色列人造任何的形象来代表神，因为神从未以一个形象向他们显现。
But what is the temptation of those silly Israelites? Oh, we like a God that is a little more controllable, a God who is a little more visible, a little more manageable.
可是这些糊涂的以色列人，他们的诱惑是什么呢？哦，我们要一个可以稍微被控制、稍微看得见、稍微可以被管理的神。
So we jump to chapter 32 in Exodus. Moses has gone up to the Mount Sinai for 40 days.And the people are getting edgy and impatient. Verse 1, When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what happened to him.
我们来看32章，摩西离开40天了，以色列人越加不耐烦。32章第一节，百姓见摩西迟延不下山。就大家聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做神像，可以在我们前面引路。因为领我们出埃及地的那一个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。”
Don't you just love how quickly they forgot about what God has done for them? Are we like that sometimes?
你难道不惊讶他们可以如此快速地忘记神为他们所做的吗？我们是否也像他们一样
？So we go on, verse 2.Aaron answered them, Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt.
继续念第二节，亚伦对他们说，你们去摘下你们妻子儿女耳上的金环拿来给我。百姓就都摘下他们耳上的金环拿来给亚伦，亚伦从他们手里接过来，除了一只牛犊，用雕刻的器具做成。他们就说：“以色列啊，这是领你们出埃及地的神。”
Now at first glance, I thought they were making different gods. But if we read further, when Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to who? To the Lord."
乍看之下我还以为他们造了别的神，可是继续念，亚伦看见就在牛犊面前逐坛，并宣告说，明天要向谁守节，向耶和华守节。
Meaning, this was their attempt to bring God down to a manageable level. The true and living God has his own timetable. He wants to talk to Moses for 40 days, and he has his own rules. But these people rather have the calf.Which is something they can control and manipulate, and call that their God.
这表示他们试图把神降低到他们可以管理的地位， 这位永生真神有他自己的时间，他想要花40天和摩西说话，而且神有他自己的规定。但是这些神宁愿跟随一只牛犊，可以被控制，任人摆布，他们管他叫做耶和华。
Now, would you agree with me that that has been the temptation of the people of God from that day forward, to take the sovereign, untamable, and invisible God and shrink him down to something a little more comfortable and convenient, a little more controllable by us?
现在你是否也同意？其实从那天起，神的子民都一直有同样的诱惑，将全能至高的神、不可被驾驭、看不见的神，缩小到一个可以使我们感到愉快、使我们方便又可以被我们控制的神。
To be perfectly frank with you, I think what bothers us most about God sometimes is that we cannot control him. When we want something, we actually have to ask, and he can say no. His timing interrupts our schedules. His plan often doesn't fit into our little plans.
和你直接地说，我们最无法忍受的是我们不能掌控神。当我们要什么，我们得求他，而且他还可以说 no。 他的时间搞乱了我们预定的时间表，他的计划完全不符合我们的计划。
So the temptation of those Israelites is our temptation thousands of years later.
所以这些以色列人有的诱惑也是几千年后我们所面临的。
If we pick and choose only the parts of God that we like, then we fail to know the real him. If we reject things about God that is uncomfortable or inconvenient for us, we risk crafting our own golden calf.
对于神，如果我们只挑自己喜欢的部分，那我们就不能够认识真正的他。如果我们拒绝接受神给我们的不自在、不方便，那我们正处在给自己除牛犊的这个险境。
So today's topic, today's message is about accepting the God of Mount Sinai.And it has three key points: accepting God's time, accepting God's instructions, and accepting God's plan.
今天讲到的主题是顺服西乃山上的神，包括三个重点：第一个，顺服神的时间；第二，顺服神的教导；第三，顺服神的计划。
We will follow the path that the Israelites took in the desert. Hopefully, you will learn from their mistakes. At the same time, we will contrast their mistakes.With how Jesus handled his own journey of faith in the desert.
我们来仔细看以色列人的脚踪，希望你能从他们的错误中学习。同时，我们也来比较一下耶稣在旷野时如何面对信心的考验。
So the first point, accepting God's time.
第一点是顺服神的时间。
The passage comes from Exodus chapter 15.
经文是从出埃及记第15章。
After crossing the Red Sea and seeing God wipe out the Egyptian army, verse 22, Moses led Israel from the Red Sea and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. So they came to Marah. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. So the people grumbled against Moses saying, What are we to drink? Then Moses cried out to the Lord and the Lord showed him a piece of wood.He threw it in the water, and the water became fit to drink.
在经历过红海，还有见证神使埃及兵全军覆没。第二十二节，摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野走了3天，找不到水。到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地方大地名叫马拉。百姓就向摩西发怨言说：“我们喝什么呢？”摩西呼求耶和华。耶和华只是他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
The Israelites got thirsty, so they started complaining. I ask you, if they did not complain, would God have given them water?
以色列人口渴时开始抱怨了。我问你们一个问题，如果他们没有抱怨，上帝还会给他们水喝吗？
The answer is in verse 27. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees.And they camped there near the water.
答案就在27节。他们到了以林，在那里有12股水泉，70棵棕树，他们就在那里的水边安营。
So how far was Elim from Marah? It is believed that Elim was only 15 kilometers or 9 miles from Marah.
马拉到以林有多远？马拉到以林只有大约15公里或9英里。
The water that God had originally prepared for them was just a little further away, about a half day's walk. And the water at Elim was much better than what the Israelites were ready to settle for. 12 springs, one for each tribe, and there were even palm trees for them to drink in the shade.
上帝原本为他们预备的水不远，只有半天的行程。以琳的水比以色列人在马拉喝的水还要好很多，不但有十二道水泉，一个支派一道，连饮水遮阳的棕树都预备了。
So what is the lesson for us here?
我们要学习的功课是什么呢？
That God will provide? As Christians, we already know that.
上帝会预备吗？我们基督徒应该已经知道这一点。
So what is the lesson here for us? The lesson is that not only is God's plan better than ours, but that His timetable is different from ours. He often delays just a little bit to stretch our faith so it can grow.
那这里的功课是什么呢？我们要知道上帝的计划不仅比我们的计划来得好，他的时间点也和我们不同，他常常会延迟一下来锻炼我们的信心。
So we have to learn to be thirsty for a bit longer without complaining, don't we?
所以我们要学习忍耐久一点而不抱怨。
The temptation here is that we want God to give us what we want exactly when we want it. And when we don't get it, we complain or doubt.
我们很容易去要求上帝立刻给我们所想要的。如果没有立刻拿到，我们就抱怨或是怀疑神。
But God delays His answer on purpose, not to torment us, but to test us, so that our trust in Him will grow.
但是上帝故意延迟，不是为了要折磨我们，而是为了要试验我们。所以我们对他的信心得以成长。
Listen to what God told the Israelites at Marah in verse 26. There he tested them. He said, If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
听听上帝在马拉对以色列人说什么。26节。在那里试验他们，又说：“你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例，我就不将所加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为我耶和华是医治你的。”
Did the Israelites learn this lesson? No, they did not.
以色列人学到功课吗？没有，他们并没有。
No more than 3 weeks later, in chapter 17, they again came up to a place that had no water. It was called Rephidim. Did they say, Hey, let us walk a little further. I'm sure God will provide water for us, just like He did at Elim.
不超过三个礼拜，他们来到一个无水之地，叫利非定。他们有没有说，让我们再多走一段路，我相信神会为我们预备水，就像之前在以琳一样。
This is what they actually did. Chapter 17, verse 2. So they quarreled with Moses and said, Give us water to drink. Moses replied, Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, Why did you bring us out of Egypt to make us and our children and our livestock die of thirst?
事实上，17章2节，他们与摩西争闹，说，给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹？为什么试探耶和华呢？百姓在那里甚渴，要水，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？”
Moses was so frustrated with these people that he cried out to the Lord in verse 4, What am I to do with these people? He even renamed the place Massah and Meribah, which meant The Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not?
摩西对这些恶习已根深蒂固的人感到十分挫折。他呼求耶和华，在第四节，我向这百姓怎样行呢？摩西甚至给那地方叫马撒，就是试探的意思，又叫米利巴，就是争闹的意思。因以色列人争闹，又因他们试探耶和华，说耶和华是在我们中间，不是。
So now when we are faced with a trial, we can complain and put the Lord to the test. Or we, Jesus' followers, can do what Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4.
面临困难的时候，我们会抱怨和试探神，或者身为耶稣门徒的我们可以效法耶稣在马太福音四章的行为。
In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus had fasted for 40 days in the desert where he was tempted by the devil. Now the devil took him to the highest point of the temple and said, If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
在马太福音四章，耶稣禁食四十天后在旷野受了魔鬼的试探。魔鬼带他到圣殿顶上对他说，你若是神的儿子可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Now Jesus knew not to put God to the test. There would be a time when Jesus' life would be in danger, but that was not the time. So Jesus answered the devil with a quote from the Old Testament that referenced the Israelites at Massah.
耶稣知道不可以试探神，有一天耶稣将会面到生命的危险，但是不是这个时候。耶稣引用一句出处于旧约的经文，是有关在马撒的以色列人来回答魔鬼。
That reference comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 16. I'll read the whole verse there. It reads, Do not test the Lord your God as you did at Massah.
生命记六章第十六节，它整句的经文是这样说，你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在马撒那样试探他。
So things happen in God's time, and His timing will test our faith so it can grow. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
凡事都有神的定时，他的时间会试验，而且帮助我们信心的成长。以赛亚书40章第31节，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
We go to the second point, which is to accept God's instructions. It comes from Exodus chapter 16.
第二个点是顺服神的教导。章节是从出埃及记第十六章。
So the whole Israelite community set out from Elim to go toward Mount Sinai. They're about halfway there in the desert of Sin. There they became hungry and there was not enough to eat.
以色列全会众从以林起行往西奈，在中途逊的旷野里，他们不够食物而挨饿，所以又开始发牢骚。
So they grumbled. Exodus chapter 16 verse 3. If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food that we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death.
出埃及记十六章第三节，巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下。那时我们坐在肉锅旁边，吃得饱足。你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫这全会众都饿死啊。
So God provided food for them, manna and quail. Again, just like with the water, God used something as mundane as eating a meal to test them.
所以上帝供应食物给他们，玛拿和鹌鹑，就如同上回的饮水，上帝再次使用平凡不过的饮食来试验他们。
So we read on in chapter 16 verse 4, This is God talking. I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they had gathered on the other days.
我们继续读，耶和华对摩西说，我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。到第六天，他们要把所收进来的都预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。
Now God provided as much food as each person could eat for each day. Verse 17 and 18. The one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed.
上帝供给的食物正足够每人每天吃下的量。17到18节，以色列人就这样行，有多收的，有少收的，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺，个人按着自己的饭量收取。
Now that sounds pretty good, right? Someone else prepares the food and gave it to you as much or as little as you wanted. Now what does that sound like to you, anyone?
听起来很棒吧，每个人每天都会帮你准备食物，分量多少是随你的意，听起来是像什么呢？
Anyone? What's that? A buffet. Yes, it's a buffet. All you can eat, like going to soup plantation.
听起来像什么呢？就是吃到饱的餐饮啊，有如去吃 soup plantation。
You can eat as much as you want there, but you can't take the leftovers home.
你可以随意吃到饱，可是不可以打包剩下的哦。
But those silly Israelites just couldn't follow instructions. Some of them tried to save the leftovers and thus disobeyed the Lord.
哦，这些糊涂的以色列人就是不肯听从神的教导，有些人还试着打包剩下的。
As if that wasn't enough, some of them started to complain about the food.
这还不够，有些人还抱怨食物不好。
This comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 4 to 6. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. But now we have lost our appetite.We never see anything but this manna.
民数记十一章四到六节说，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭号说，谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候，我们不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。现在我们的心血枯干枯竭了，除这些玛拿之外，在我们的眼前并没有别的东西。
But when it comes to our church's Sunday lunch, we can learn to be more mature than the Israelites.
对于我们教会供给的午餐，我们可以学习比这些以色列人更成熟一点。
The purpose of the church providing lunch is not for us to eat. I think that might be surprising. But to use it as an opportunity to sit down and encourage each other, to share Jesus with a newcomer.
教会提供的午餐目的其实不是要让我们吃饱吃好，而是借着共进午餐来彼此鼓励，以及和新朋友传讲主耶稣。
Next time when you sit next to a newcomer, you can say to him, Let me tell you about a spiritual food. Food that when you eat it, you will never hunger. This spiritual food is the word of God, and it talks about Jesus.
当你下次身边坐着一个新朋友，你跟他说让我介绍一种灵命的粮食来给你，吃了就不再饥饿。这灵粮就是神的话，你讲到主耶稣。
If the food runs out or the vegetable is overcooked, we should not complain. Instead, our hearts know that God is using this mundane task of eating to test us, just like he tested the Israelites with manna.
如果午餐不够吃，或者是蔬菜煮得太熟，我们也不应该抱怨。反之，我们心里明白，神是在使用这些日常生活吃饭的小事情来试验我们，正如当年他用玛拿试炼以色列人。
Now Jesus was hungry after fasting for 40 days and nights. Matthew chapter 4 verse 3, the tempter came to him and said, If you're the son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
耶稣禁食四十天后十分饥饿，马太福音四章三节，那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Now Jesus answered with another Old Testament law, and I think you're all familiar with it. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣以另外一段旧约律法来回答，大家都很熟。经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now, this quote comes from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 3.
这句话是出自于《生命记》八章二到三节。
And when I read it, you'll realize what it has to do with manna. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known.To teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他诫命不肯，苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃。使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
So going back to Exodus chapter 16 verse 4, this is exactly what the Lord says about providing manna for his people. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions.
出埃及记十六章第四节，上帝这样形容他为子民供应的玛拿：我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。
So virtually every Sunday during lunch, I see our brothers and sisters praying for each other or talking and getting to know a newcomer. I praise the Lord for you because you passed the test.
几乎每个主日后的午餐，我会看到教会弟兄姐妹们彼此代祷，或是和新朋友交谈。我为此赞美神，因为你通过了考验。
Rather than letting your stomach be your God, your appetite is for things of eternal worth.
与其让你的胃成为你的神，你对永恒 有永恒价值的事是比较有胃口。
Did you know that when you focus on a new friend sitting next to you rather than how good or bad the lunch tastes, you're actually being a Jesus follower?
你知道吗？当你专注在身边的新朋友而不是菜色的好坏时，你就是耶稣的门徒了。
In John chapter 4 verse 32, Jesus' disciple had urged him to eat something, but Jesus said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. My food, Jesus said, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
约翰福音四章三十二节，当耶稣的门徒劝他吃点食物，耶稣说，我有食物吃是你们不知道的，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Now in the same breath, right after he said that, he tells his disciples that the fields are ready for harvest, meaning that the work he is doing is spreading the gospel because there are people whose hearts are ready to believe.
说完这话之后，耶稣告诉他的门徒，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。意思是，耶稣做的工就是传福音，因为有人的心已经准备相信了。
So thank the Lord for all of you who made the commitment to God to be a missionary for the next 3 years.
感谢神，你们当中有些已经决定在未来会在这三年成为宣教士。
Lunchtime at CBC West LA is a special time when God brings the people from the campuses and communities to you. The relationships you built here will carry you into those people's lives back on the campuses and communities.
西区华语金星会的午餐时间是一段特别的时间，上帝会把校园及社区的人都带来你面前。你和他们建立的关系还是会持续到校园及社区当中。
诶，你不是教会的 Jordan 的妈妈吗？
嗨，是啊 ，Alex， 我上次在午餐的时候听说你还蛮想念家乡的牛肉面，
哦、
所以今天煮了一些来给
你。哦，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢。
对，我上次听到说你这个礼拜有要考试，很重要的考试，那我可以为你祷告吗？
哦，可以啊，谢谢你。Okay, let's wrap this up. Point number three, accepting God's plan, there are no shortcuts.
第三点是顺服上帝的计划，我们不走捷径。
We're back to Exodus chapter 19. The nation of Israel finally arrives at the foot of Mount Sinai.Only to find that God, the real and living God, the God that brought them out of slavery, is not a God they can manipulate or control.
我们又回到出埃及记第十九章，以色列人终于来到西奈山下，才发现这位将他们从奴隶生涯救出来的永在真神，不是一位他们能够掌控的神。
He tests his people to build up their faith. He tests them so that they will know him better and not sin. Exodus chapter 20 verse 20 says,God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning.
神试验他的百姓来建造他们的信心，神试验他们让他们更认识神而不犯罪。出埃及记二十章二十节，摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
But what did some of the Israelites do? They built an altar to the Lord,but try to reduce him down to God light, a more convenient and controllable version.
但是以色列人做了什么呢？他们为耶和华筑坛，却又试着把神缩减为一个轻松版的神，一个他们可以更容易控制的版本。
Now in the third temptation of Jesus, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said,If you will bow down and worship me, Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9.
耶稣第三次受试探时，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山， 将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。马太福音四章八到九节。
Now the temptation here is not about riches.
这个试探不是有关富贵。
Jesus came to the world to redeem it. He is the rightful king. But Satan is offering Jesus a shortcut. He's essentially telling Jesus, hey Jesus, you can rule this world as king, but you don't have to go through the pain and suffering of the cross to do it.
耶稣来是为了要拯救这个世界，他是这世界真正的王。撒旦提供给耶稣一条捷径，耶稣啊，其实你可以不必经十字架的痛苦和折磨，就可以做王统治这世界。
Jesus answered with the words of God's law again, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
耶稣又用神的诫命来回答，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
So Jesus did not turn down ruling the world, he just refused to take the easy way because it was not part of God's plan.
耶稣并没有拒绝统治这个世界，他只是拒绝走捷径，因为那不是上帝的计划。
We see in the three temptations Jesus faced, he refused to put God to the test. He countered Satan with the words of God's laws, and in this way he accepted God's instructions. And finally, he stuck to God's plan of grace.Even if that took longer and had to face far greater trials.
我们看到耶稣面临三个试探，我们看到他拒绝试探神，他引用神的诫命来回答撒旦，如此他遵守神的诫命，最终他守住神救恩的计划，即使那要等候更久，以及面临更大的试验。
So in conclusion, God doesn't want a people just busy with doing religious things.He wants a people who will follow his timetable, his instructions, and his plan.
结论是，上帝不只要人忙着做宗教的活动，他要的是人遵守他的诫命、时间表和计划。
And it really begins with our hearts.
这些其实都要打从心里做起。
Does your heart accept God for who he is?
你的心是否能够全然接受神的本质？
Do you accept him testing you as much as you accept him loving you?
你是否愿意让神试验你，就像你愿意让他爱你一样？
Does your heart accept picking up your cross to follow Jesus as much as you accept Jesus dying on the cross for you?
你是否甘心背起你的十字架跟随耶稣，就像你愿意接受他为你死在十字架上？
When you profess your faith in the Lord, to which are you referring?The one that lets you be a Christian in name only? Or is it the God who is out to make you his son, his daughter?
当你公开承认相信耶稣基督为救主，你指的是哪一位？是让你挂名，成为挂名基督徒的那一个，还是这位要教导你成为他的儿女的神？
I conclude with the scriptures from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7, 8, and 11. It says, Endure hardship.As discipline, God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you're not disciplined, then you're not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
我以希伯来书的经文做结论。希伯来书十二章七到八节，还有十一节。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
大家跟我一起来念最后这个十一节好不好？
好。当时不觉得快乐，反觉得痛苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your instructions. We thank you for your discipline. Without your discipline, without your instructions, Lord, that we would only be spoiled and become worse in our sinful nature. We need your help because we cannot save ourselves. So when we face trials, remind us not to complain. Remind us that it is a blessing from you, that we are willing to accept it and to let it change our lives, let it change our hearts. We thank you, Lord, and we give up this remaining time of worship to you. May our worship be in truth and in spirit and be pleasing. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.